Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the news today, former South Carolina governor and congressman, former congressman Mark Sanford out. He has announced he is bailing from his presidential bid, which is not surprising. He was in Philadelphia, and I think one person showed up for his press conference. Not so much of a chance there. But, hey, still a couple people in the Republican side of this. One of them, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, and the other, my next guest, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Joe, thanks for taking time for us.
How's my favorite leftist, huh? How are you, Rick?
I'm guardedly optimistic that there will be some sanity after this impeachment process.
I think there will be. I really do. He deserves to be impeached. He's got nobody to blame but himself. And Rick, I even think, I've been out in New Hampshire, Iowa, all over the place talking to Republicans. Most Republican voters I speak to, they know he did something wrong with this phone call with Ukraine. And I think Republican elected officials will move if Republican voters keep moving.
So you're not on the, it was a perfect phone call, and the voters that you're talking to aren't buying it was perfect. Have you ever done anything that was perfect?
No, and I've never said I've done anything that's perfect. But this guy, look, Rick, I go back and forth, but I don't even like to laugh about Trump anymore because Trump is a horrible human being. When it comes to impeachment, you and I have talked. Look, I read the Mueller report. 6 months ago, I said he should have been impeached. Yep. What he did with Ukraine is just the latest. This is, Rick Smith, this is the most disloyal, traitorous president we've ever had in our country. Think about it. In 2016, he encourages Russia to screw with our election. Then he spends 2 years trying to block the investigation into what Russia did. And then this year, he tells China to screw with our elections, and he pressures Ukraine to interfere with our elections. That's disloyal.
No, absolutely. And I'm hoping that, because, I've said this before, if this were Barack Obama, I would be in the same position. You do not, under any circumstance, ask a foreign country to target an American citizen. You just don't do it. And then, look, I've had conservatives say, but Rick, we use money and foreign diplomacy to strong arm people all the time. And I go, that's true, we do, but never like this.
Never using the powers of your office to get a benefit politically. Never extorting U.S. military aid to force a foreign government to interfere in our elections, to help get you reelected. That is quintessential what our founders feared. And this is Donald Trump, because at the end of the day, the moral of the story here is the reason why I'm running is because Trump is unfit. The reason Trump is unfit is he's incapable, Rick, of putting the nation's interests ahead of his own. That's what he did here again with Ukraine.
Right. And we're finding that out at every turn. I mean, week, you've got a couple of court decisions, basically saying that, he took money that he was supposed to give to a veterans charity, used it for the campaign. I mean, there's a bunch of this stuff that's just now starting to come to a head. And I'm hoping that there'll be a moment, a collective moment, where maybe Joe Biden's right and I'm accusing him of being just completely off his rocker. Maybe there will be a moment where there'll be a bunch of Joe Walshes who have an epiphany and say, this guy's got to go. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe it happens.
Well, you know what, Rick? I got to tell you, since you and I last spoke, I'm thinking more and more that it might happen. Because, again, no BS. Most Republicans I talk to on the ground, they generally tell me the following. Hey, Joe, I like some of the things Trump's done. These are Republicans, by the way.
Right.
But I'm sick of Trump's BS. And, man, I don't want to put up with 4 more years of his drama. But then they say, what am I going to do? The Democrats are socialists. What am I going to do? So it's like there's an opening there. They really don't want to deal with 4 more years of all of this bullshit. They really don't. And I'm hoping that, again, Mark, as you mentioned, Mark Sanford got out today. There should be one alternative to Trump. And I think there could be a turn here.
I mean, it could be you. Look, I, That'd be an interesting race. But here's the thing. I see Nikki Haley now. And I wanted to get some of your thoughts on Nikki Haley with, you know, Donald Trump's always been truthful to me. And, you know, the whole, you know, John Kelly and Rex Tillerson, you know, the coup stuff from that side. It's my view she's positioning herself to maybe be the next Gerald Ford.
Line her up. Rick, line up Nikki Haley behind Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham and all the rest. All of these Republicans who have had a choice, right? I'm going to defend the Constitution. I'm going to defend the rule of law, or I'm going to suck up to Trump. And Nikki Haley, Rick, is so damn disappointing because she's not even trying to straddle a fence. She came out this week with her book, and she's totally sucking up to Trump. I think it's a big mistake, and because I think the one thing Nikki Haley had kind of going for before this was a lot of Republicans thought she was pretty authentic. No more.
Yeah. Well, I see it as, you know, if something happens, and I'm still thinking Pence could be out and they could pull her in if he's not impeached. I'm still seeing, you know, maybe pieces moving around. And that's, to me, kind of the thinking that I see there, because I don't see if he is reelected. And here's the sad part. I fully expect if he's not removed from office, I do believe he will be reelected because a whole bunch of reasons. But I just think that's going to happen.
I want to slap you because
I want to slap me,
Rick. I get it, and I've said this before. I think Democrats never saw Trump coming, and they never thought he'd win in 2016. And now a lot of Democrats are almost doing the opposite. Like now they're saying to themselves, "Oh, there's no way we can beat him." I don't think he's invincible at all. I think the resistance to Trump is huge. Look at what you guys, Rick, did in 2018. The Democrats kicked Republicans' butts in 2018. That was a referendum on Trump.
No, I believe that. But that happens. That's generally what happens to every president. They always get a thrashing in the midterm.
Oh, but this was the biggest midterm thrashing we've ever had as far as the difference between the vote, between the two parties.
Right.
Look,
Joe, I would be thrilled that I'm wrong. I predicted he was going to win in April of 16. So I wished I was wrong, but election night when it happened, I'm going, not surprised.
He caught everybody. Nobody thought he'd win. That's not going to happen again. You're not going to be fooled again. And by the way, Rick, you know this. A lot of the Democrats stayed home in 16 because they didn't like Hillary and they figured Trump's not going to win anyways. They're not going to say that again.
Now, what if Hillary jumps back in? I mean, today the rumor is Hillary saying, a lot of people want me to come back. No, they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah, no, they don't. And I don't, you and I haven't talked about this. I mean, yeah, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, they're too far left for me, obviously. But I don't know that they're too far left for most Democrat voters.
I'm a Bernie guy. So, Bernie was the first person I interviewed doing this program 14 years ago. He was right on a lot of issues all along, and I like people who are right.
Do you think Bernie could beat Trump?
I think he could have beat him in 2016. I don't know about this time around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is. So let's get back to this because,
yeah.
You know, obviously your campaign is hopefully giving Republicans that moment of, you know, hey, you know, maybe I'm tired of this guy. His policies are a little out of whack. That's kind of the argument, right? You know, I'm going to be the alternative to insanity.
Our campaign slogan is be brave because I believe in my bones, Rick, that 80% of the Republicans privately believe about Trump what I say publicly. And we're trying to get them to be brave enough to come out and say it publicly. If I had a gazillion dollars, I'd be beating Trump right now. But slowly but surely, we're making hay. And I really think we're gonna do really well in Iowa. That's going to catch a lot of people off guard. And I look, Trump's imploding more and more every day. I think there's a real shot here to make this Republican primary really, really interesting.
No, I hope there is one. I mean, I think it's good for our democracy to have that fight. Just like I'm thrilled that the Democrats are having the primary that they're having. But you know, the problem is, you know, I'm looking at this administration, and you've got, as someone who believes in the Constitution, as someone who has always said that you're a constitutionalist, you've got to look at this administration and look at, you know, John Kelly and the stories about Rex Tillerson and all this stuff that she's brought up, and go, there's a lot of dysfunction here. And this is what I keep telling my Republican friends, you know, this is not good for our democracy. I mean, you can be against Donald Trump on a policy issues, but this is bad. I mean, we've literally privatized the State Department and handed it over to Rudy Giuliani. We've handed it over to Rudy freaking Giuliani.
Look, the reason Mark Sanford is a good man and he cares about the debt, but you don't run against Trump because of the debt. The reason you run against Trump is because he's unfit, and as you just said, Rick, he's a danger. Look, I've said repeatedly the last few weeks that I would rather have a socialist in the White House than a dictator. I think Donald Trump is a dictator. I think he's a danger to the country. And even if Bernie Sanders were president, I'd fight Bernie respectfully on almost every single issue, but I'd rather have that than, as you say, a guy like we have now who believes he's above the law. That's a much greater danger.
No, I mean, he's a guy who's come out and said, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. And sadly, you know, so far, he's kind of been right, because look at all of the stuff that we already know. And I keep bringing this up. There's all of this stuff that we know. Imagine all the stuff we don't.
Right. Well, and Rick, again, I did radio before I announced a couple months ago. Almost every day on my radio, conservative talk radio, I would come on and I'd say, now, if Barack Obama had done what Trump just did, my listeners would be absolutely screaming.
Yep.
I remember when Republicans, and I was in Congress, I remember how pissed off we'd get when Barack Obama grabbed his pen and signed some executive order. I mean, Trump does that and then some, but these Republicans keep their mouths shut. It's so disappointing.
No, I'm right there with you. Now, the impeachment obviously is going to come down to Democrats trying to bring out these witnesses, and William Taylor is going to come out first, and we're going to hear that story. And, you know, how do you see the Republicans playing this? I mean, what I'm seeing is them going, you know, look at the transcript, look at the phone call, and wanting us to focus solely on that phone call without looking at all of the other stuff that was going on, all the preconditions, all of the other meetings, all of the other stuff. They just want us to focus on one little sliver of it. And then obviously the John Kennedy, well, you know, it was bad, but, you know, it wasn't impeachable.
Yeah, and I don't know, even if you just went off of that one phone call. To me, the one phone call is really, really damning. But no, look, I always tell people, think about this. The country lived through a two-year collusion nightmare. And then this jackass in the White House, as soon as the Mueller report is done, he turns around and he immediately does it again and colludes with another foreign government. The Republicans cannot argue or defend the facts or the truth. So they're going to try to monkey this thing up. They're going to try to muck it up, and they're going to try to just distract people and or try to go after the whistleblower. Like, the whistleblower even matters. He doesn't.
Yeah. Do we need to know the whistleblower's name? I mean, because I know that's one of the big Republican talking points. Do we need Hunter Biden to testify?
No. Hunter Biden's got nothing to do with what's going on right here, and the whistleblower should be protected. I mean, the one thing that does make me sad is, and I get it, what the Democrats are doing. They're moving this along really quickly. I would love to see John Bolton have to testify, or Mick Mulvaney have to testify, two guys who know directly what Trump kind of ordered and demanded when it came to that military aid.
Yeah, and
but
again,
even without that, they're fine.
I mean, for me, Bolton is almost a must. And I know they want to move along. They don't want this to take months and months, and I get that. But, you know, Bolton did get fired or resign, however you want to put that. This seems like it would be the ultimate screw you, Donald, to go and testify.
Well, then, damn it, Bolton shouldn't wait for a subpoena. Bolton should be an American. And there's, you and I probably disagree on John Bolton. There's some of John Bolton that I like. Come on, screw you, John Bolton. Get in there and testify and tell the truth. I wish he would, but unfortunately, I don't think the Democrats are going to wait around for to have that thing adjudicated in court.
Yeah, John Bolton scares the hell out of me because I don't think there's a country, and even Trump said this, I don't think there's a country he doesn't want to bomb.
He's a bigger warmonger than you and I combined.
No, I'm not a warmonger. I grew up in a housing project during the 70s, and I watched them dump those guys coming back from Vietnam into our housing projects with broken bodies, horrible drug and alcohol problems, and just left for dead. I'm definitely not a war guy.
And he doesn't like Rick. He doesn't like Trump. He just got a $2 million advance to write a book that's going to be critical of Trump. He ought to do his job right now and stand up and speak for the country.
No, I'm right there with you. So last line of questioning I've got, you know, other than going to joewalsh.com and donating money and donating time.
JoeWalsh.org.
Or .org, I'm sorry. JoeWalsh.org. How did you get a .org?
I have no idea. I don't.
All right. Well, JoeWalsh.org. We'll make sure of that. Outside of donating a couple of bucks, and I hope people will because I like a good competition, there would be nothing better than I'd love to see you and him on a debate stage.
Well, and look, you and I, Rick, you and if you just want to see Joe Walsh debate Donald Trump, then go to Joe Walsh, Oregon, help us out. But even like you and I, Rick, you and I probably agree on more issues than we don't. But you and I disagree on some issues. But we're unified in that Donald Trump is a danger to this country. For all of the Democrats and independents listening to us right now, Joe Walsh, I'm your first shot to take out Donald Trump. It's a long shot, but I'm your first shot before you even get to the general election of taking this guy out.
Yep.
And that's worth something.
So basically the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Amen. When it comes to this country, there are things, Rick, bigger than where do you stand on health care and the border. We're talking about our very democratic institutions, because of Trump, are at risk right now.
So let's say Trump goes. Would you be behind Pence as president?
I'm so disappointed, Mike Pence. You talk about a Republican that's just sold their soul and sucked up to Trump. The most honest answer I can give you right now is I don't know. I mean, I'm doing this because of Trump. I wouldn't be running for president if Trump wasn't president.
All right. And look, I give you credit for that. I give you credit for standing up and standing on principle. You know, obviously, on a lot of things, we don't disagree. But I do give you credit on principle, standing up and fighting for what you believe in. And I stand with you on that.
Hey Rick, I love coming on with you, man. I mean it. It's always interesting and engaging. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it. By all means, come back. Thanks so much, Joe.
You got it, Rick. Thanks.
Good stuff. Again, remember, check out the website joewalsh.org. And like he said, throw him a couple bucks just if you want to see, that pie fight. Because I do. I want to see Trump on the debate stage with somebody who's going to throw a pie back. Just my thought. Again, joewalsh.org, the website. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.